Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. I'm having a just slight issue understanding how this transaction happened. It was a survey. This is how it came up for me. It was a Netflix survey. I completed the survey and they said as a gift, you could pick between so many gifts. The one gift I picked, well, the only thing I was responsible for was shipping and handling. But it got tedious, so I didn't even follow through with it and I just exited out of the whole app. And now there's a charge on my card for $54.97. I called the bank, got the phone number, called you guys, spoke to a rep, and she just told me it was for the foot massager, which I remember when she said it, but like I said, I never followed through with it. She canceled it, but now I'm kind of requesting my money back because one, it was a gift that I was only supposed to pay for shipping. I didn't order anything. She told me she could give me 30 something percent off or something like that, but I didn't order anything. So I was requesting my money back.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What was your first and last name?
Nicole is my first name. Last name is Pinckney, Pinckney.
Right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Sure. 20 A Crooks Court in Sewell, New Jersey, 08080.
Thank you. All right,
You're
so I have an
welcome.
account pulled up here. I do see it showing the foot massage for $7.95. So you said that you were looking at this information through Netflix, but you're saying that you never actually submitted it, but somehow it went through and charged you for it.
It just got tedious, so I just exited out of the whole app and just figure I was done with it. And then this morning I seen a charge, not knowing who DreamFast, still didn't know who it was until I actually called you guys. And she said it was a foot massager. And then it
So how
clicked,
much
but I
of your
said I didn't.
information did you put in? Because I mean, apparently it went through.
I don't know, but my point is, if it's a gift and I'm only responsible for shipping, why am I charged $54? That's what I'm not
Because after you
understanding,
put
even
your
if it did go
information
through.
in, yes, after you put your information, it tells you under the terms and conditions that it is a gift, but it has to be canceled within 4 days. So once the 4 days is up, if you don't call in, then you have to pay full price. That's why. So did you sign up, just didn't read the information, and now you're being billed?
No, I did not follow through with it because it got tedious and it was late and I was tired. So I just exited out of the app and figured I was done with
So
it
do
since
you
I
have
didn't
your
get a
information
confirmation
on your
or.
phone? Because I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if you didn't put all your information in, we can't get your
I
information
mean,
without
that
you putting it
message
in.
may, I don't, I don't know. I know I didn't plug my card information in there. I did not take my card out and punch my information
Do
in.
you
That
have
much I
your card
do know.
information saved on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Right, so basically how that works, if you have auto refill, anytime that you click on something, it doesn't matter whether you submit it or not. If you have auto refill, it's going to make the purchase. So if you don't want to do that, then you might need to take that off your phone. That's
Okay.
how that works. Yes.
Okay. Well, is there something you can do?
What did the last girl offer you?
She said so much. I don't know. She said so much. She could take so much off of the original cost.
And you didn't take it?
I had asked to speak to a supervisor because I didn't order anything. I mean, honestly, if I get it, I'll send it back. If I knew I had to
We
pay
don't take it back.
outright $54, I wouldn't have done it. This is the last time I'm gonna do it. In fact, I'm gonna call Netflix because all that is probably that itty bitty teeny tiny fine printing that no one ever looks at. Like, I don't have $54 to just poof give away.
So let's see. So it looks like what we can do a 35% refund. I'm assuming that's what she offered you.
That sounds about what she said.
Yeah, so basically you're right. In the terms and conditions, as usual, where all this stuff is listed, and you're right, people don't read it, but that's what you need to be reading because that's what you're agreeing to. I know you're saying that you didn't physically put your card in, but it's on your phone. But as long as they list it in there, whatever is listed, yeah, that's what you're giving them authorization to do to your card.
Okay, so if you can refund some of it, whatever the percentage is, if you can refund some of it back.
Yeah, I can do
I'd
that.
I'd appreciate
for
you.
It. Yeah, give me one second. Let me see.
All
yeah.
right, thank you.
Yeah, well, like I said, look, I've did it before. I know. Trust me, I know how you feel. Like I've signed up for something. Don't read.
And it was late, and I just exited out.
You probably were just like, whatever, forget it. I don't.
It's too much. All this for a free whatever foot massager.
What did you say? You're trying to get a foot massager. You must have just been up and couldn't sleep that late trying to get a foot massager.
Netflix
got
me for the last time.
Look, I'm so over Netflix. They just keep going up like every year on their price.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to say, every year they just keep going. That's how they get you. They go like really low when they first start out, then they get everybody, and then all of a sudden, bam, they go up on the price once people are addicted, and then, you know, it's like, oh no, they think people are gonna pay it.
Yeah, everybody's got Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, well,
they can keep their survey and their free gift. I'm going to call them and tell them that, too. Don't send me no more emails talking about free gifts. It's some bull.
Exactly. Tom, you just want to watch the TV. You don't want to be taken. Oh, God.
Dang.
I know, it's always something.
Well, I hope, is it a good foot massager? Do you know?
I mean, I don't know. Like, look, I have to go on the website when people call it. I'm like, sometimes we do, like, we'll get the items in and we can look at it, but I haven't been back in so long. I just literally came back, so I haven't even seen any items. Sometimes I'll go on the website and look at it. So if you know somebody asks, I can be like, oh, yeah, it looks like this, that, da, da, da. I'm hoping it is for that much. So it better be a great foot massager. But people order a lot of them, though. I can tell you that much.
Foot massager? I've never had one.
Me either. I went to places where you can, you know, like, get your feet massaged, you know, like, pay for it, you know. But, yeah, never, like, had my own. So, I'm hoping that you like it when you get it.
I do, too.
Will you call me back and tell me about it?
This charge disrupted my peaceful Sunday.
I bet you were just so peaceful.
I really was. I was going to wait till tomorrow and call the bank, but it would have just bugged me until I did it. So.
Oh, yeah. You would have been like, what is this? What is this? And the only thing they were going to do is say, contact the merchant, which is what you're doing
now.
Yeah,
that's what she said. And if it's a fraudulent, then they'll let them know. But
yeah, so good thing you just went on and called in. Yeah, so I did go ahead and do it for the 50%. So it would be $27.48. So it'll go back on your card. Of course, give it about 3 to 5 business days starting tomorrow because, of course, today is Sunday.
Right. Okay.
And make sure next time you can read those terms and conditions.
Won't be in next time. You don't have to worry about that. I'm done with Netflix and their emails and gifts.
Look, so. You do not want anything else.
I appreciate your help.
You're
for
so
making
welcome.
Me laugh. I was a little hot under the collar. So thank
you. I bet
you.
I can tell you are. You're welcome.
You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.